Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, Amy here. I just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. What is Buy Me a Coffee, you ask? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the link to our Buy Me a Coffee page on our socials, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram, or at our blog, which is www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight's 50th episode. Woo!
Holy shit, it's 50? I'm Sarah.
I'm confused, but I'm also Amy.
I'm Bianca, and yes, this is episode number 50, although it will be labelled 51 because of Apple and the stupid way we have to put all the things so that they suit right, so it will say 51, but this is our 50th episode. And we are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start this damn podcast while we're all living La Vida lockdown. I don't know why I went a bit southern then, but anyway. But yeah, we've been...
You went down south.
We've been in and out of lockdown for like, fucking six times now. I think we might be having an easing of restrictions soon. I feel like we're in lockdown more than easing of restrictions. So, yeah, it's very exciting when we hear the words easing of restrictions. So I'm waiting.
I feel like we had way too many cases today to see easing of restrictions.
We've been taking aim at one topic each week with a bottle of 3 of wine for quite some time, and we've been trying to make some sense of it. I don't know if we do, but we try.
And each other.
Yeah.
What are we drinking?
Well, the last episode.
Yes.
I'm still drinking the Innocent Bystander Pinot Gris.
Yep.
I'll be on this for the rest of the night, I'm guessing. I've still got half a bottle.
I'm super proud of you, mate. Yeah. Well done. You're coming across to the dark side and actually drinking actual wine and not the rubbish that you usually drink. So,
what's wrong with Brown Brothers?
Brown Brothers has some amazing wines. You don't drink any of them, though.
Moscato is an amazing wine. I love Moscato.
Yeah,
look. Just because it's not, like, you know, high in alcohol content like you like all your wines doesn't mean it's not a good wine.
It's too sweet for me. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I like sweet wines, so shove it up your ass. What are you drinking?
Yeah, I am still drinking my precious. And I am not lost by the irony that is that I am quoting... Fuck it. I was going to say Game of Thrones. That's right.
Not Try again.
I am quoting Lord of the Rings, even though in the last episode I profess to fucking hate it. Yes. Yeah. I have so many bottles of my Wiley Rooster Merlot that I'm just drinking them until lockdown finishes. Yeah. So this is me. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm drinking Cow Bommie from last episode because, I've got a weird work schedule now. So we will be recording like two episodes in one night and then releasing them weeks apart. that's a thing. Yes, yes. So, Sarah, what is our topic for tonight?
So our topic for tonight is COVID. Where are we now? So fucking long.
It's been 84 years.
Oh, I just so fucking over it.
Yeah.
But
they're going to me.
It was only like 2 years ago we were all, you know, living a semi-carefree existence. You're never fully carefree, but it's semi-carefree existence, being able to leave your homes when you liked, for whatever fucking reason you liked.
Yeah.
You could travel where you wanted. holiday at your pleasure.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But that all changed about a year and a half ago when COVID-19 hit Australia's shores. With the first cases recorded on the 25th of January, 2020. Oh, fucking 2020. You go kiss everyone's ass.
25th of January, 2020. Yeah. Feels like 85 years ago. Yeah, it feels so long ago.
And I'm putting that down to April of last year. When it first hit, when COVID first began over in China, Australians are like, oh, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I hope China, they're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But she'll be like, right, because this shit never affects us.
Yeah, because we're an island out in the middle of fucking ocean. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. We'll be right.
Yeah.
Like, even the SARS really didn't affect us that much.
No, that's right. Like, bird flu.
We'll be right.
Yeah. Yeah,
nothing.
I have a distinct memory of standing in the work kitchen making my cup of coffee, the sixth for the day, and it might have been 9 o'clock, but whatever, don't judge me. Yep. And I'm making my espresso, and I'm standing there as my coworker is just losing her shit, freaking out. And I said to her, no, no, no. Lockdown is never going to be a thing. We got told by the government it's not going to be a thing. This is fine. I am way more scared of SARS than I am going to be of COVID. Yeah. It's not going to be a big deal. We are okay. Oh, how wrong I was.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. We were so wrong. And it was in March of the same year that we started closing our borders.
Yes, the week Dan Andrews gave his first press conference.
Yeah. Was
the week I thought, I'll take some annual leave. I'm a little bit stressed at work. And my passport arrived. I'm like, yes, I'm going to New Zealand in August. Fuckers. Yeah. Fuckers.
And it was only, a few days after I had left our country.
Yeah.
To go to South Korea.
Yeah.
Hey. No, mate, it wasn't. This was all hitting the fan you were packing and doing stuff. And I was messaging you constantly going, are you sure? Yeah. South Korea is on fire right now.
It was
on
fire.
You really want to go.
But the border was still open. And we're like, yep, we're still going.
Yeah. And you said to me, no cancellation. I can't get my money back. I'm going. I don't care.
My money back. And I went and I had a lovely time. Their hygiene standards for COVID were much higher than Australia's, and they put in a system that worked so well. And I'm just like, why don't we do this? I mean, they've got trucks going around sanitizing the streets. And
for two weeks prior to Sarah leaving, the country became, I think it was the second most on fire country in the world.
10,000 cases per day.
Yeah. Bianca and I were pretty convinced that everything would shut and we would have to go and rent a dinghy from Mornington and then have to go and rescue her. That was where we thought we were going to be.
Yeah, it was still my workmates.
Everything was open. And the thing is, they've got more people living in their one city than we do in our entire country.
Yes, so, I don't understand. Like, we're locking down everything. And, like, they were fucking on fire with their thousands of cases a day. And everything's open. You went to fucking theme parks. Like, bullshit.
I went to theme parks. I did everything. But everyone was, temperatures were checked through any door that you opened. You were automatically temperature checked. Hand sanitizer was every 20 steps. It was... And you wore a mask everywhere you went.
And as you said, the thing was that you loved it because as a tourist, they hadn't shut the border to tourists at all.
No.
But most of the South Koreans understood the gravity of the situation, understood what was happening, and they were staying at home. Yeah, they correct. And they were staying at home because they understood it. However, they were still open to tourists. So dumb fucks like Australians were just like, la 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 la, this is amazing because there's no queues. I love this.
There's no queues. There's no people. There's hand sanitizer, temperature checks. I felt safe. And when I did manage to get back home, I isolated for 2 weeks and then went and got COVID tested.
Yeah.
Wasn't hard. I ended up spending an entire month with my sister.
Because they actually, one of the fun facts about Sarah being away is that, like, Bianca and I were trying to keep her updated with what was going on back home, and I think we were telling her, I think it was like 2 days before you were due to come home, hey, so you need to isolate for 14 days. And Sarah's sending us a message back going, yes, we know. We've just got the message from, I don't know where it was, the consulate or something like that, saying, by the way, you have to isolate. So they were navigating all of that stuff as if it was new. This was not something that we knew about. Hotel quarantine was not even a thing. It was literally go home. And to Sarah and her travel companion's credit, that's exactly what they did.
That's what we did.
They were not those assholes that turned up at Bunnings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like some they were people. Not.
We were also the ones that we'd also heard about the panic buying.
Yeah.
That was happening with the toilet paper.
Yeah,
and
we're keeping you updated. Yeah.
And as I'm walking around the streets just buying, you know, my skincare, which is what I mainly wanted to buy while I was over there, I'm going, pack of 50 toilet rolls. Should we get some of those for at home? I hear we're out of toilet paper.
She was also an asshole when she got home, in the sense to me, not to everybody else, obviously just to me. And when I said, oh, I've just run up to the shops and I just noticed that they were out of pasta, they were out of this and they were out of that. And Sarah sends me a message going, yeah, but I bet you got fucking toilet rolls though, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Like, no, I still have the 6-pack that's going to last me a month that I bought a month ago.
Hey, so. I stole toilet rolls from my hotel just in case. Just
which was a smart idea in the end.
Which, I think, I can't even remember if I've used.
I had to use my emergency one from a hotel room.
I'm sure I had plenty. So, all that was happening after there was about 20 cases. That's all it took for Australia to go, oh, shit. There's 20 cases, not too many. We're starting to close things down. And then our full lockdown happened. Number one hit in April.
Yes.
So not long. Actually, it pretty much happened soon after I got out of my own lockdown. And I was like, yay, I'm free. Oh, wait, I'm back in lockdown.
Yay. I get locked out. And then again. Then I get locked out.
So, yeah, so that happened in April, which lasted 80 years or 6 months, I think, to the rest of the world, but 80 years.
No, that first lockdown for everywhere else, I think, was 8 weeks, I think. It wasn't long.
I don't remember.
We were out in June. We were out in late May, early June. Well, and then we got locked down again in late June until, like, October.
Yeah, because you came and visited me.
Oh, I don't remember.
That was that where you learned how to edit the podcast.
That was 84 years ago.
That was 84 bottles of wine ago.
Probably more than that, to be honest. But, yeah, we've had another 5, making it full 6 lockdowns, or 6.2, because this lockdown was meant to be over last week and now we're just extending it. But by the time this airs, we'll be in lockdown 7.
Yeah.
Maybe probably. 8.
But that's okay, people. It's only 74 lockdowns before Christmas. It's okay.
Well, we're aiming for 10 lockdowns before Christmas.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Nice round number.
I'm in.
Yeah. So, Bianca, can you please tell us how we're handling the Rona?
Okay. So, interesting. Actually, this is really interesting because from a Victorian perspective, looking at New South Wales' current situation and following that quite daily.
Just so we can laugh. Yeah.
Yeah. And just.
No, that's actually seriously not fucking true. In a way, we are kind of going, well, we played this game. Why are you not learning?
Yeah,
but wholeheartedly, we're with you, New South Wales. We are wholeheartedly with you. And we're sorry this is happening to you, but I'm sorry. Man the fuck up and get on with it. This is what we had to do. And this is just what it is. I'm sorry, and it's happening, and we are the two biggest populations in Australia, and there are going to be plenty of people that really, really suffer, and we feel for you. We definitely do. This is not unempathetic at all. We
get it. You know who I don't feel sorry for? All those Victorians that fled Victoria and moved to Queensland and then went into lockdown now.
All like, the ones that moved to Sydney.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for them. Sorry.
My mates who moved to Queensland, they put pictures up. They're just, we're camping. Like, okay.
I am also camping. I'm camping in my backyard, so fuck off.
Good lockdown, Bryce. Good lockdown. Love it.
I'm shitting in my compost heap, but whatever. So, yeah.
What I was going to say is, so from an outsider's perspective, looking in, the whole time I've been like, what the fuck are you doing? You've got Glad Wrap Bin Chicken up there just talking shit out her mouth every fucking press conference.
So Glad Wrap Bin Chicken, for those playing at home, is the Premier of New South Wales. Her name is Gladys, I can't say her last name, so we call her Bin Chicken.
Yeah, it's like Jiclian or something like that. And
Jiclian, yeah, something like that.
So it's just Bin Chicken.
And for our American listeners, sorry, I have to interpret a lot of this. For our American listeners, if you don't know what a bin chicken is, it's an ibis. Just Google bin chicken.
Yes.
It's the thing. It's an Australian term. Sorry about it. Go on, Bianca.
Yeah.
It's my primary school fucking symbol. It's on all my school clothes. Fucking bin chicken.
It's a bin chicken.
Yeah. Even our new school.
Mate, you're from Belnaz. Of course it's a bin chicken.
School newsletter with the Ibis flyer. Fucking bin chicken flyer. Yeah. Anyway, so I thought looking in that it's actually been a shit system that they've been doing. So if you look at Victoria last year, what we lived through, to what New South Wales is going through, because they didn't go through it the same way we did back in 2020. They didn't have an outbreak like this. So this is their first real outbreak. They should have looked at us and locked down. Okay. And that's what we're thinking, right? Like, why aren't they following what we did?
It took us a really – I'm just going to put it out there. It took us a really long time to realize what the fuck was happening, because there was outbreaks after we all came out of lockdown, like the national lockdown. And then it was a bit of our state government going, oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then we went through, oh, we're just going to lock down suburbs. It's fine. It's fine. We're just going to lock down like certain government areas. This is fine. This is fine. And then the peak of it came in, I think it was the end of July last year, and we recorded 761 cases. Like, someone will correct me if that's not quite right. But we recorded that then and went, oh, fuck. We are fucked. And that was when everyone realized that it was serious.
Yeah. So as I'm about to say, so Sydney's current lockdown, they've locked down the state as of today. It was breaking news today. Handled very poorly to get the news out to the people that the entire state was locked down. They announced it on Twitter. Should have been a press conference. Absolutely. But anyway.
How was this not a presser? I'm sorry, I'm really stuck on this. Bianca actually just literally told me about this before the episode, and I am still reeling. I actually can't even.
I wouldn't have never have known, because I don't have Twitter.
Well, I just follow the news.
I don't have Twitter either.
I just follow the news. So their lockdown's pretty much day 59 from the start, right? They're at day 59. Can you believe it? So this is where
they're so young in their lockdown.
At day 59. We locked down our state at day 66. So it may look like, oh, shit, they've been doing bad. No. In fact, they've been putting rules in a lot quicker than we ever did.
Yeah. See, this is what I was saying. Funnily enough,
when I actually looked into it for this episode, I'm like, okay, let's look at a comparison between New South Wales and Victoria. And I'm like, oh, so back when we started, like day 9, they locked Sydney down. Day 23, the rules in Sydney were tightened. day 31, Sydney rules were tightened again. And then, like, we had our wave. So this day 43, where we're locking down metro to regional. And then, like, day 67's where we really decided, okay, metro stage 4, regional stage 3, and that's what we sat at in the end. Like, that was the final sort of before, you know, of stage, that was our second wave sort of thing. But, yeah, so that's really interesting. I mean, like, and by then we had 8,600 cases. They're locking their state down at 7,334.
Mm.
And then when you look at, like, you're comparing the outbreaks long term, like, when you look at the curve, their curve is going to be flattened a lot, should be following this data and statistics as they are now. It'll flatten sooner than what Victoria's flattened. So
plus they've also got the added backing of the vaccines and stuff like that. We didn't have that.
Exactly. We didn't have that. We've got that this year, which is awesome. I actually booked in. Oh, I'll be getting mine. Actually, when will this episode air? I'll tell you. So I will be possibly fully vaccinated by the time this episode airs.
Because we're so far ahead of ourselves, because finally after a year we realised that if you get your shit together and you get organised, it's so much more beneficial. So,
I would love to be able to be vaccinated, but unfortunately.
Technically, Sarah, you and I can be vaccinated, and I'm going to talk about the vaccines, and I'm not going to get too much into the political argument about it, but Sarah and I have both, for our own personal reasons, have decided to wait for a mRNA vaccine, so that's either the Pfizer or the Moderna.
Yes, we will talk about vaccines when we get to you, so I won't touch on it. But, when I was looking at, you know, Sydney first going, New South Wales going into their outbreak, I just didn't get why they were just locking down local government areas. Like, ours was very clear as to metro regional. That made a lot of sense.
We tried that, though. If you remember clearly, like, we had certain local government areas locked down, and we did it for a short amount of time, and then we disbanded that completely.
Yeah, I don't even remember it at all. Not at all.
The Casey region was locked down. There was northern suburbs locked down. And if you remember clearly, at about, I don't know, May, June last year, I was just screaming down the phone, "It's the White Walkers in the north, build a wall." Yeah.
I still say it's the White Walkers in the north and build a wall, but anyway.
Yeah. Anything that's above the Yarra, just fucking build a wall. Yes, yes. Well, I mean that jokingly, obviously. Like, we're all Australians, we're all Victorians, we're all humans, and we just want the best for everybody. But, yes, there was outbreaks in certain areas and we were locked down in certain areas. So we tried that. But then there was, from memory, there was a lot of data coming out of places like Italy and France, and they were saying locking down regional areas doesn't work. If you've got a dense population, it doesn't work. And Dan Andrews, and I'm not a massive supporter of Dan Andrews, but he did say that from the start, was it doesn't work. We tried it and it doesn't work. And then if you look at the data, it doesn't work from overseas. It doesn't work.
Yes.
But Bin Chicken prevailed and said, no, this will be fine. And then it wasn't.
No, it's not. And she's having to lock the state down, which,
via Twitter.
Yeah.
I told my mum about that. I actually sent her a message and said, hey, mum, so they're locking New South Wales down via Twitter. How's your Twitter account going? She's like, non-existent.
Oh, God. So when you look at the New South Wales 7-day average, so at day 49, when we're looking at a 7-day average, so they're at 337, all right? At the same time, we were at 485. Yes. It was actually on the downslope by then. Just before that, so where are they? Day 49. Day 48, when you look at us, 511 was our daily average.
Yep.
So we were in a much, like, us Victorians were in a much worse position than what they are now. And I'm looking at it, you know, from my perspective of living through it, and I'm going, wow, they're on fire. Build a wall. That's what they must have been thinking about us. Like,
everywhere was thinking that about us, because it just got to that
point, though. This was exactly our turning point. So from here, when you look at this, the 7-day averages. So our highest point was 511, which is this breaking point right now. We just started going down, all the way down, till we got to zero.
I thought we had the most amount of cases that we ever had in Victoria in one single day was 761.
Yes. So that is the most cases. I'm looking at the 7-day averages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. So this is the 7-day average. So if you know
how that's how quickly this shit moves, people.
So, our daily average at the day 51, which was at a highest point, was 687.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is how quickly it spreads. So we're talking about the highest daily average, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so daily average. And then if you put that into a week average perspective,
yes,
it's 560-something. Yeah. That's like 100-something less cases.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Mm. Yeah, it really is. But
2020 can go and eat dicks and restart. Like, can somebody just fucking unplug it and start it again? That'd be great.
Yeah. Our curve really started flattening. Like, and we did beat it. When you look at all the data. And we did. We got down to zero from locally acquired cases. Not from
we were free at Christmas.
Yeah.
We were free at Christmas. The UK were not free at Christmas and they thought they were okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the thing, like, it's really hard. They're just praying that vaccination works, which we'll get to when we talk. Yeah, in your bit. But, it's just really interesting. I will put all these data grids and stuff like that. I'll put them on the blog for everyone to look at, and I'll put links to this covid19data.com.au. It's got a lot of comparison, and so you can
it's really Bianca. Have a look at it. It's Bianca or me that's talking about data and statistics, so you can be guaranteed there's a source.
Yeah.
You're not making this up.
No, and this is data that I'm going off is up to date as of 14th of August at 12 p.m. So, yeah, they keep their data updated regularly. Because it is the 14th of August. Not when you're hearing this, though, listeners.
I swear to God, I fucking blinked from February.
Oh, and now I know. It's
August.
I know.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Hell. That's right. I'm in a wine pyramids game. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Which I love so much, who sent me a gift.
I don't know what day it is anymore, so, yeah. Personally,
I've been counting down the minutes.
That's the difference between the major differences that I can see between Victoria and New South Wales. They actually are handling it well. Although I was shocked, and I know I messaged before looking at the starter, I did message in our group chat, like, that Chris Hemsworth was celebrating his 38th birthday in lockdown. And I was like, oh, me too. I did last weekend. Aw. And, I was like, his kids baked him a cake. That's so cute. And I just could not believe that I read that he was out surfing with his mates. He's in lockdown. He can go surfing with my mates a lot. Not that we would. Too dangerous. It's like waves and rips, and we can't swim that well.
I'm soups uncoordinated. I'm
up for pretending I'm surfing whilst laying on a surfboard in the middle of the water.
If the three of us could just put wetsuits on and sit at Point Leo Beach and drink wine, I'm totally down for that, pretending we're surfing.
Yeah. But we're not allowed to do that.
No.
Like, this is the difference between the lockdowns, is the level of what we're allowed to do. Like, before the statewide lockdown that was announced today, they could go 10Ks and they could go wherever they liked. Basically, there was no real...
It's Byron. It's Byron.
And right? It's Byron.
There is nothing else within your 10K region. Trust me, there's nothing else other than Byron. So, yeah. You're not going anywhere.
Are they going to get a curfew? I feel like they need a curfew just because we had one.
No.
They Byronites must suffer like we did. Shut up. Byronites. They must suffer like we did.
I still can't believe we lived through a fucking curfew. Like, I'm a fucking teenager again. Like, I really can't believe it.
However, Bianca and Sarah, right, it's a bit different for you because you're able to leave the house, like, after your children go to bed. I have a small child, so I've been in lockdown since she was born and she's nearly 8 because I can't leave the house because I'm the only person at home. So for me, like, the curfew and stuff like that didn't matter.
We're not in the early 90s. You can't just do that. Yeah. Oh, the amount of times I wake up, there's no one home. I'm like, I don't know where the fuck my parents are. Call a random. I just like, maybe they're at this friend's house. It turns out they were. I'm very psychic. We're just here. It's okay. I'm like, could you come home? Like,
accept your lockdown. Accept it. Right, it's for your own fucking good.
Accept it, and but you're assholes to us while we were suffering. So
yeah, and you blamed us. You did, but I'm gonna be the big human in all of this, and I'm just gonna say, you know what? This happens. Yeah, I know, Sarah. Amy's being the bigger human. She's not being an asshole for fun's sake.
We're
I
in
know
lockdown because of them. So fuck off.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just gonna say, look, accept it for your own good. We're in the process of getting mass vaccinated at the moment. They're rolling out vaccines as it is. We're waiting for things. I'm going to talk about the vaccines in a minute. But just stick with it. Accept it. Be okay with it. Because you know what? There's people that are not in situations where they're going to live through this. They're just not.
Yeah.
They're very vulnerable. Yeah. Old people, very young true. People, middle-aged people like us.
Fuck you, I'm not middle-aged. I agree. Yeah. Middle-aged people like you are suffering.
Young people too, mate. Young people are dying as well.
Yeah, true. This Delta variant's really cutting through the young people, which is very interesting compared to the other COVID strains. It's very scary.
We haven't even talked about the Lambda yet, so, I might touch on that. Actually, I will talk about that. I'll put that in the show notes.
I don't know anything about it.
I will talk a little bit about that.
I read about it before and was like, I've never even heard of it. Like, I literally heard about it today when I was researching.
No, I've heard about
La Bamba.
Not much.
I know the La Bamba.
I love that song.
I love that song.
Yeah. Not quite the movie. The movie made me cry, but I love the song.
La Bamba was that? What was his name? Lou Diamond Phillips.
Richie Valens.
Yeah. We should get back on lockdown topic.
So, I think we should.
This lockdown, as a bit of a comparison to last lockdown, I gained new hobbies of refurbishing furniture.
Podcasting.
This lockdown, so lockdown 5, I started, it was lockdown 5. I decided not to renew my lease. I got a new job. I have been starting to look for a house. So from June through to now, I was house hunting for a rental, which meant I could only see rentals when we weren't in lockdown and we were allowed to go into houses, or I had to apply for them sight unseen, which is a scary thought. Because the houses I was going into that are in my price range, because I'm not a millionaire, absolute crap shacks. And I finally, listeners, know I have a place. I am moving on Monday.
That's not a crap shack. It's actually beautiful.
And it's gorgeous. Literally 2 days from this recording. So by the time you guys hear this, I'll be all settled and hopefully I'll have some new furniture.
Just not in the best area.
No, it is. It's fine. Look. So, yes, this lockdown 6 has been very – well, lockdown 2021 has been very different to 2020. It's a bit stressful. So, yes, that's what's happening this lockdown. It's interesting. I'm looking forward to an easing of restrictions. That's my comparison. I had a better comparisons last I was much better at this last time, but between packing, moving, working – I have very little left.
Yeah, no, fair enough. You've done your best, dear.
Yeah.
A lot of shit happening.
Yeah.
Did well.
I really, really shout out to, Sarah and Amy for picking up all the shit that I just went last meeting. I've got to drop everything.
And you know what? I'm going to give a shout out to Amy, who has picked up most of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We're going to record the last episode where Sarah said Amy is 100% completely right. I agree with everything she said. Yeah. And then this bit where she goes, Amy has done all the things and I'm shouting out to her because this has never happened. I've rescued this asshole from a fire. Yeah.
Mine has just screwed with my head completely. Seriously.
Welcome to the dark side.
I have rescued this asshole from fire, literal fire, and she has not thanked me ever. And yet now she's saying, thanks, Amy. This is amazing. Yeah.
Because it's to do with me.
Yeah.
It's not to do with her.
Because it's not to do with me. You've helped my wife. Thank you for helping my wife.
Yeah, I'll the wife.
No, you're my mistress.
Yeah, you're
Thank
the
you
mistress,
for helping
mate.
My wife.
I'm the fun one.
Yeah.
You're the dirty little secret.
I'm not a secret, mate. I've been with you since we were 9. Yeah. So that's not a secret.
That's funny because you guys have been together the longest and you're still the mistress. And I come in later and I'm like, wife me.
Yeah.
Sarah, if you turned around and said to your family, okay, gay, they'd be like, Amy.
No.
They'd pick me.
They'd pick Bianca.
Yeah.
I don't think they would.
No, they have.
Yeah.
They have already. They've even said it.
No.
When I started dating and I was trying to hide it, they're like, you're going to see Bianca again? That's odd.
It's because that's what you were telling them. You were telling them you were seeing her.
I was going off to see Bianca, but yeah. They're like, nah, you're dating secretly. You're dating Bianca secretly. You do it. I knew it. I've got one not Amy. And they're like, nah, can't see you dating Amy. Bianca. Sorry, Amy. You're still the mistress.
Yeah.
They're just bad boys for life, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's my segment over.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're ending with who is dating who.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Bianca ended a phone call with me the other night with, mate, if you had a dick, I'd date you.
Yeah.
That would happen. That would totally happen.
Oh, it would.
And just like, I know, right?
Yeah.
All right, I should launch into my segment because Sarah's going to be editing this for 400 years. So, okay.
Yeah.
So, in my segment, I'm going to talk about the road ahead as planned by our government. Basically, there's no plan. Yeah. Just to let the virus take over, no matter what, is not a plan.
Yeah.
We're not letting the virus take over. That's
not we're not playing the UK game or Brazil or America. We're not playing that game. Nope.
Speaking to my beautiful friend Anna in Brazil, she was saying that her president was a COVID denier. So that was like a whole different thing. Boris Johnson's just fucking giving up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, weak, fucking weak. Why? I'm sorry.
Right. And I'm sorry, but if you're up there as a governing body, you're not there to be liked. That's not the reason you're in power.
Nope. Sometimes we need a leader, not necessarily somebody who is liked by the population. Also, I'm going to throw it out there. I'm just going to say something very controversial, and I was not going to say anything very controversial in the segment. But the royal family are some of the still the most richest landowners that we know. Sarah is very much a I don't know, what do you call them, Sarah? A monarchist?
Monarchist, royalist.
A royalist. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she was very much raised in a UK family, and I respect that. However.
Love the Queen.
Love the Queen. And I was brought up, love the Queen. My mum wanted me to marry William. And I when I finally got to a teenager, like as a child, I was like, I'm going to marry the prince. Like I didn't think about it because I was a child. You know, if you told your child, like especially Amy, yours at that age, you're going to marry the prince, like, well, you would think that. And then when I got to a teenager, I was like, fucking hell.
I wanted to marry Prince William when I was a teenager because he was soups hot. And then when he hit about 20 and he had like the balding thing going on that Prince Charles had, I was like, sorry, pass. Yeah.
Nah, Harry was always my favorite.
Yeah, oh, Harry's, no. Harry's my favorite. Yeah,
no, definitely. Harry was
not anymore. Favorite. I'm sorry. He married Meghan Markle and now he's just hurting my head.
Yeah, to me, that just made him so much more relatable. Anyway.
He hurts my head.
Yeah. Unfortunately for us, there is only one proven method in fighting the virus, and that's lockdowns.
Yeah.
I don't love lockdowns. I don't love it. I don't. No. I really don't. I have a very busy life that I'm keen to see return.
My daughter loves lockdown.
Yes, your daughter loves lockdowns.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, I know. However, my daughter and I, we have a very active social life and she has a very active sporting life and everything else. And it's just very, very hard with lockdowns. And my family are also very, very active. And recently my family have moved from like metro areas to regional areas and stuff like that, and the family member in particular who's moved to a regional area, she's like my sister. We grew up together. She's 10 years older than me and she's technically my cousin, but I classify her as my sister. We're in contact like basically daily. It's hard. And Bianca, I know for you that your sister is in regional,
mm-hmm.
and you're in contact basically the same.
Yeah.
And she lived in Japan. She's lived overseas. She's lived all in country, Victoria and stuff like that. It's hard because it's not necessarily the physical block, because you might not see these people for 6 months and you don't really know it. But the minute that somebody turns around and says you can't see them, all of a sudden the mental strain.
I mean, she lived in Japan for 2 years and that was fine. But the fact that she lives 3-hour drive away and I can't see her, I'm not allowed to go see her. Oh, that's really sad. especially now that she got a dog and that's my fur niece because she won't have kids. So I can't see my niece.
No.
I'm like, terrible. Yeah.
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 So, yeah, look, I don't love lockdowns and I'm keen to see my life that I had beforehand return.
Yeah.
However, I couldn't sleep at night knowing that people died so that my life could be, like, inconvenienced. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's the thing too. Like my daughter turned 18 in 2019. She was a little bit of a reckless teenager and I put my foot down. And so I wouldn't give her any money to go out. She didn't have a job, so therefore she didn't go out. Then 2020 came along. Yeah, so it was late. Yeah, her birthday's late in September. So she's turning 20 next month. And she hasn't been out clubbing. What?
No.
What 20-year-old, you know, by the time you're 20, you've been out. You've been dead in an alley, just about dead in an alley, you know, like.
Sarah and I have rescued each other from alleys drunk at that age several times.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel so several bad. Times. But lockdown works. This, you know, we're just going to have to be inconvenienced. And I feel bad for her, but this is the life. Like,
I'm just not going to sleep at night if I don't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm just not. And as a human, and I'm OCD and everything else, like all undiagnosed, obviously, A-type personality, but I'm not going to be okay if I don't do all the things to the letter of the law all the time. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't really cope very well because I feel like, what if this is the time that I make somebody's fucking 80-year-old grandma die? And she didn't need to die. She could have lived to 97. I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, so in saying that, I accept the lockdowns and I just accept all the rules that are set. I do all the things. I wear the mask. I use the sanitizer, a QR code in everywhere that we go. And it's, and when I say we, I mean me and my young child, because I'm in a very lucky position to be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh,
there is, there is not.
QR codes. I have a funny story. So at work, we have the radios going because it's just, anyway. So it was, I worked night shift and it was late night call in and it was, what's the dumbest thing you've done? And this woman called up and she said, so I was having this conversation with my mother and we were talking about how somehow we got onto QR codes. And my mother said to me, what am I supposed to do with all these QR codes? My camera roll is full.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And this woman's like, so at that moment, I realized that for the last, like, I can't even remember how long we've been using QR codes for. My mother's just been taking pictures.
But that's the problem. Has anybody actually fucking explained how this works?
No, no. My daughter at work, she was told how they work. So when you QR code in and you've got the screen up and it has the button done, you're not supposed to check that done button until you leave because then it says how long you're in the store for.
I clicked that straight away.
Me too. No one's explained it. This is the problem.
It's fucking Christ. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, right? Revelation? Did you just have an oh my God moment?
I have too many oh my God moments every single day about this and I'm not going to get into every time I've had a fucking meltdown to you guys. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, I feel like that in terms of Australia, we are in a very lucky position. We have so many things that are like put in place that are designed to protect us.
Yeah.
We're not out on our own. We really are not. And it even to the point where if you've done the wrong thing and you fess up and you say, look, this is what's happened, as much as there's all sorts of like fines and things like that, they're not necessarily imposed if you fess up and say what you've done.
Yeah.
They're very much forgiving.
I'm really surprised to read that yesterday that South Australia public transport system has just brought in QR codes. I'm like, wow, they've been living pretty COVID free over there.
Yeah, they really have.
Oh my God.
Even though lockdown number 4 was caused by them, but whatever. Okay. Yeah, anyway, moving on. This country has been in an enviable position in the sense that we can pay people to stay at home.
Yeah.
And we can get on top of the whole COVID situation by paying people to stay at home. Many other countries in the world do not have this privilege. Yeah. They really don't.
No.
They can't pay people to stay at home. The population is far too dense. There's just no way. Rich countries.
Sometimes the population is literally far too dense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich countries like the United States of America cannot pay all their citizens to stay at home.
Yeah.
They can't. They cannot implement the systems that we have in Australia to stay the fuck at home. They literally can't. There is no way.
Yeah.
So I feel for them. I really do. Because every time I say, why can't you just deal with this way? And I realize, oh, yeah, they can't afford it. They're one of the richest populations in the world and they can't afford to do this. Yeah. So I feel very privileged as an Australian to be able to sit here and know full well that if anything happens to me, I'm okay.
Yes.
I'm safe. Yes. Totally safe. I am totally safe from everything. I feel very much in a privileged position. Yeah. So lately there has been a big push by the state and federal leaders to get vaccinated. So I'm going to talk a little bit about vaccination.
Cool.
So let me explain what get vaccinated means. Okay. So in Australia, we have two vaccines. Yeah. So we have the AstraZeneca, which is recommended to people over the age of 60. And there is a risk that anybody under that is going to develop blood clots.
This is a very recent thing, too, though, that's been raised. Okay, you're going to get to that. Okay, I'll shut up.
Okay. Yeah. Then we also have the Pfizer that was recommended to anybody who is over the age of 16 in most states, but because of the shortage, it was pretty much limited to anybody between the ages of 18. Over 40, but yeah. Between the ages of 40 and 60. Yeah. So recently we have had the states all change their directive about the AstraZeneca. So in Victoria, in the last 2 days, like since I actually wrote my segment, they've actually opened it from 18 to 40, I think.
Yeah.
You're allowed to get the AstraZeneca. Yeah. You can do it. Yeah. The problem with that is that when the federal government talked about everybody getting the AstraZeneca, they said, look, it's a vaccine and it's available and we have plenty of it. We recommend that you go to your doctor and you talk about whether you are somebody who could get that vaccine, somebody who is a likely candidate who could get it. So there is the blood clot situation. It's very, very minor. I'm not giving medical advice, but I'm just saying that this is what's in the media. It's very, yeah. very minor, but you should go and see your doctor. The only problem that I have with this is that your doctor, according to the federal government, now has immunity. So if they give you the wrong advice, if they don't take everything into consideration, they're immune
yeah. to
anything that comes back on them. I don't know. If anybody's listened to this podcast before, I was a lawyer. Previously, yeah. Anybody who could be given an immunity for advice that they're giving, that they're legally entitled to give, sounds dodgy to me, but I don't know. I am just being a complete skeptic about this, and I don't know. Like, I'm just being overcautious about all of this.
Because in the beginning, I was eligible real early because of my type 2 diabetes. And I was like, I don't know if you guys even remember. I was like, as soon as the vaccine, yep, I'm going to go get it. I'm there. I'm down. Yeah. I'm doing it. And then when I started hearing the horror stories, I was like, oh, hold your horses. And so I've waited. And I was always, I'm going to be front of the line. Jab me. I've been worried, and I have tried to book in for the Pfizer and it didn't quite work, but now I'm booked in.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't book in it for anything but the Pfizer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's wow. What I don't know how to call it, what its proper name is, because I watch bloody Jimmy Reed's. So it's the modern name.
The Pfizer.
Yeah, because I watch him so much, I don't know the real names for it. So it's the Pfizer.
I've watched Meanwhile in Byron and Meanwhile in Brighton. And I've often thought of you and me having that conversation, Sarah. It's like, darling, sweet darling. Yeah. We're not doing this anymore. What are we doing? We're going to Yoga Lattes? Yes, we're going to Yoga Lattes, darling, obviously.
In fact, he mentioned in one of his Meanwhile in Brighton, snail serum, and I fucking laughed my ass off because I use that.
And I use it too.
Every day.
I know you'll use that, and I have to. Because I feel like he was talking about like one of these chicks going, oh, but she doesn't look a day over 45. She uses this. I'm just like, oh my God, that's Sarah. She doesn't look a day over 45. She would be dying. She doesn't look a day over 25, you mean? Oh, she doesn't look a day over 45. She uses this. I'm just like, oh my God, that's what Sarah uses.
In such close proximity to him. I think maybe we've met at some point. No, we just haven't known.
At some point, you're going to run into him and you're just like, excuse me, Mr. Reese, I have some problems with your script.
No, it'd be Mr. Giggle, because that's how I'm really known, Mr. Giggle.
Excuse me, Mr. Giggle.
Yeah. I just want to correct you. Just throw a couple of things.
I'm 25. I don't think I referred to you at all. No, I'm 25.
25, darling.
Yeah.
25.
This is clearly a script between me and Amy. And Amy's like, yeah. Oh, you don't look over a day over 25, yes. Darling. Not over 45. That's a misconception.
You do have amazing
45
skin.
Is way too old. It's 25, yeah. Darling.
You don't look a day over 45, darling.
Yeah.
When I get to 80, then you can say 45. But until then, 25.
All right, I'm going to crack up with my segment.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I did drop out for quite a while.
That's fine.
You did. We carried it.
I carried it.
Fine.
Because that's what I do.
Hashtag carried it.
My home internet fully dropped out, so now I'm using my phone.
Hashtag carried it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're about to have a third vaccine added to the mix. And that's called the Moderna vaccine. So there is no directive in terms of who's going to be able to get this vaccine, but hopefully it's everyone. So the Moderna vaccine is a mRNA vaccine, and that is similar to the Pfizer. The AstraZeneca is different, so it has different science magic behind it.
Yes, yeah.
So the Pfizer and the Moderna don't tend to have the blood clot situation that the AstraZeneca has. And yes, the AstraZeneca thing is like so very minimal. I'm not giving medical advice, but that's just basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I've had family members who have had it recently. They're fully vaccinated now and nothing, not a problem.
I know young people who've had it. I know old people who've had it.
And I know a couple of people who have had it who are young and they're having ongoing problems. So it depends on your history, underlying problems that you may not know about. There's a lot to consider.
Correct.
Yeah.
So recently all states have changed their directives and have said that anyone who can get the AstraZeneca can, basically. That's been an allowance. However, you should always go and see a doctor that you trust and not just a bulk bill doctor that you see every now and then. Go and see an actual doctor, someone who is going to take in all your medical knowledge, everything that you can remember. If your grandma died of emphysema, fucking tell them. Tell them things. Tell them all the things. Yeah, that's what you should do. Yeah, because this is what doctors take in. They're medical professionals. I'm not saying when I say that they've got immunity that they're just going to fucking bypass everybody and say, yes, get the AstraZeneca. We don't care if you die. I'm not going to say that. I'm not. I was a professional at that level as well. And you don't do that. You don't. You take everybody as you take them. And
you've got a level of professionalism that you've got to take with this. So,
And that's the thing. But the thing with that is they can only do what they can do with the level of information that you give them.
Yes.
Give them everything. If your grandma had diabetes, if your grandpa had fucking a deep thrombosis from a fucking trip to Hong Kong when he was 20, tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them everything. Ask your mum, ask your dad, ask them everything. Tell them everything because they're the professionals in charge of your situation.
Yeah.
Do everything.
I just find it interesting that I'm struggling to book in like I had been. And even now booking in for the Pfizer, I've got to go to my doctor. I've got to get a letter to say that I'm type 2 diabetic. One of my coworkers yesterday, I was like, did you have a good sleep? He goes, oh, I woke up early and went down and got my Pfizer. And I just looked at him and went, fucking hell. I don't understand.
I was going to talk about a lengthy production about how that co-workers of mine have said that at certain hubs that I'm not going to name, Yeah. Well, basically, if they ring up and say, if you've got a cancellation for Pfizer, I can be there in 10 minutes and they've been taken. Yeah, I'm not going to name those places, but apparently that's happened. However, if you read the news in Sydney, somebody has been fired for that. Because apparently you have to throw the Pfizer in the bin.
Yeah.
Apparently that's what you have to do.
That's a waste.
Yeah, that fucks me off to no end.
I don't agree with people jumping the line. So if they're paying for their spots to go in, like, okay, I'll get a Pfizer jab whenever it comes up and I'll pay, you know, $150. I completely disagree with that. However, if there is going to be people that ring up and say, okay, I'm happy to be in a line, why can't we take them if the Pfizer's going in the bin?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Get it. Anyway, so we're about to have the third vaccine, which is the Moderna. Yeah. Mm. So hopefully that's along the similar lines as the Pfizer. So hopefully that helps a little bit, like, and reduce the stress on, like, having the Pfizer here. The Pfizer is not necessarily available to anybody who is under the age of 40 in our state of Victoria. However, I have read that in some states it will be soon available to everybody. So, like, in South Australia. Yeah. I have ranted incessantly about my feelings about this whole thing. Yeah. I've ranted to my co-host. I've ranted basically to anybody who would listen. And I'm not going to go into it because I feel like that there is so much misinformation out there. And I don't want to add to it. I really don't. I literally do not want to add to it. Yep. But I will say this. Do your own research. Don't listen to the random people on the internet or what your friends or your fucking family think. No. Look up proper resources. Look up proper information and make your decisions. I'm sorry. A Facebook link is not a proper source. It's not.
Especially don't listen to that weird uncle that you have that refuses to grow up because,
look,
he's going to steer you in the very wrong direction.
We know who you're talking about. So yeah. Help me get that.
Don't listen to that one uncle. Just don't.
Look, there has been a lot of heat on our government about how long it's taken to get people vaccinated in Australia. And I feel the frustration. I really do. But I don't often defend the federal government. In fact, I'm usually a bit of a hater when it comes to the federal government. Yeah, I'm usually a hater. I'm usually an anarchist. Yeah, that's who I am. However, when the vaccine started rolling out, we were doing really well because it was in the middle of our summer and everybody else was in the middle of their winter. Yeah. So they were all desperately trying to get vaccinated. And we were sitting here in the middle of our summer going, everybody's fine, but we're fine. And we're fine. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. So there was minimal cases and we were handling it. There was no mass spreads. Everything was fine. Yeah. So I feel like the government maybe even hesitated a little bit because it's just like, well, just let's see where they go with this. That's basically what I feel like that's what they said.
It's like looking at artwork. I see where you're going and I see where you've been, but everything here, let's keep watching.
So the urgency wasn't present like in the USA or Europe or Asia. We were doing okay, so why rush? What if everybody else had this mass reaction to vaccines? There was lots out there. Like, lots of people have fucking discovered all these vaccines by, I don't know, November through to, like, February. All of a sudden they just came out. Yeah. Because they were all in winter. Yeah. We were in summer, so we didn't give a fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what if they were all, like, green or zombies or something? Yeah. Why put us all in danger?
Right.
There was no
corona
need.
Corona turns us all into zombies. Zombie apocalypse.
Well, corona which I'm ready turns us into zombies. The vaccine turns us into zombies. And that's the problem. We were better off with COVID.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See, this is the thing. This is what the government has to weigh up. It's just like, okay, well, all of these problems with the vaccine, okay, and they're all still in their testing phases and stuff like that. We had no need for it. Yeah. We were handling it. Why put all of us in danger by pushing it? That's the way I see it. Yeah. And then there was a shortage of the vaccine. So basically we got to a point where we're just like, we kind of need this now. So
yeah.
What's the problem? Like, why? Yeah. Well, look, the thing is that, well, we didn't put our hands up and we throw our money at the situation early on in the picture, which probably would have put us in a better situation now, is because we didn't need to.
Mm.
So you've got a vaccine being like the Pfizer and the Moderna and the even the AstraZeneca and stuff like that, that was being really effective across the world, right? You could only produce it in so many places. That was where it was being licensed to. Okay, cool. Yeah. Did we need it more than everywhere else in the world that was on fire? They were actually contained it. We were one of the only countries that actually fucking contained it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Do we go in there and throw our dick around and go, we want this? I feel like that's really un-Australian. I feel like that's not necessarily the people that we are.
I feel like that's why Italy was like, no, we're not sending you our vaccines. Like in the beginning there, they were just like, no, we're not. We need them. You're not getting them.
Yeah.
And in the news, it's portrayed as very anti-Italy. Oh, look what Italy's doing to us. Oh, my God. How could the Italians do this to Australia?
They're doing that to the Americans right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing that to the Americans right now.
Yeah, they need it. Look at their country. They need it. I'm sorry. But they have a right to say, we need this. Can you just, like, wait a hot minute? We need to use these. They're not being thrown in the bin. Like, we're not giving them to you just because we're ourselves. No, we need them. Yeah.
We need them more than you do.
And I get that. Yeah. Yeah. And I think
I feel like the Australian government actually got that too.
Yeah.
I feel like they said, okay, we get that that's going to be something that you need more than we do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to go out there and tell people to get vaccinated. It's not my job to tell you what to do. However, I will say to you that the decision is yours and yours alone. You need to make an informed decision from actual facts and actual sources. Do not rely on random crap that you have seen on the internet. Don't just see a fucking headline from a newspaper article and go, that is a thing. No, even if it is a thing, it might not even be in your state. It might not even be in your country. It might not be in anywhere. Seriously, fucking do your research. Seriously.
And I'm just going to say, get vaccinated. Fuck yes. Think of someone other than yourself.
Do your research.
Get fucking vaccinated.
Do all the right things. Just fucking get vaccinated, mate. Fuck your cunts.
Are you getting the AZ?
No.
Right, so I'm not saying.
I'm not saying what vaccination to get. Just get vaccinated in the end.
I understand that. However, I'm just saying I'm not going to tell you to go out there and blindly get any vaccination that is available to you right now, because I don't think that's a good idea. I think that you need to do your own research, and I think that you need to really have a think about what's best for you in your circumstances.
Yeah. But in the end, get vaccinated. Whichever vaccine works for you, fucking do it.
Just like don't Terry be an
anti-vax. I'm sorry. Don't be an anti-vaxxer.
I'm getting there.
You're not helping anyone.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Sorry. I've had too much wine.
And this is like Jerry Springer. I'm going to give you my final thoughts on the topic. Don't be an asshole. Just because someone doesn't agree with your position doesn't give you the right to treat them like shit. I'm sorry, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Stop it. It doesn't help. Yeah. Also, if a public health authority has the legal ability to impose things like lockdowns or masks, just fucking do it. please.
Just fucking do it. Try to yell at people.
If they have the legal... Yeah, mate, we talked about the fact that sometimes you don't have the legal right to enforce things. Anyway, if they have the legal right to enforce things, just fucking do it. You have no idea how uncomfortable you make other people around you when you are not doing the right things.
Yeah.
I don't have anxiety ever. I have been in the most anxious of situations. And the only time that I could ever recall having anxiety is being in a situation where I know masks are required and I am the only person wearing a mask.
Yeah. And I feel you.
That was horrible.
This is the situation I was in last year in a particular workplace. It's now two workplaces ago. Amazing. It's hard. It is really hard. And you know what? I now work as a lady tradie and I work with tradie men and we wear masks. We work. We sweat. We wear masks.
We sweat.
We're walking from your fucking truck. I just need to say this. If you can't wear your mask from your truck to Sarah's office, fuck off.
And because then
I sweat and I still wear my mask and I wear glasses.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I steam up. It's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. Plus, I have seen, because I know where this truck driver lives, because we've chatted. He's told me where he lives. He lives around the corner from my house. And I have seen him down the street wearing a mask. So if you can wear a mask down the fucking street, fucking put one on when you come into my office.
Yeah.
My parents have been deeply involved in the medical profession, involved in many situations.
Yeah.
All the people that wore masks mainly had glasses on. I'm sorry, there's a way.
Yeah.
So stop it. It's not an excuse. Anyway. Yeah.
He doesn't even wear glasses. He's just been vaccinated and thinks he doesn't need to wear a mask.
Oh, see, this is the problem. That's another problem. So
that is another problem for another day, I reckon.
When we're talking about vaccinations, I've read into this because I tend to be fully vaccinated. So I was like, do I still need to wear a mask? Yeah.
Yes.
So
have you not seen what's going around on Instagram and Facebook at the moment with the North Americans?
Nah, not at all.
My full plans are just like, yay, party. And it's like Delta variant and it's like crying because they have to go back into lockdown and they have to wear masks and they have to do the things.
Yeah. And that is one of the things, like whether you're fully vaccinated and it doesn't matter which vaccine of all the ones available around the world, you still have to wear a mask because you can still contract coronavirus.
Yeah.
And the other thing is too, people are like, oh, I hate COVID, this coronavirus. And it's like, I had a very frank conversation with someone at work, which I never thought I'd have to have with anybody because I thought it was common knowledge. Coronavirus has been around for a very long time in varying formats. The flu,
it's SARS virus.
The SARS is a coronavirus, swine flu is a coronavirus, bird flu is a coronavirus. And they were mind blown because they thought COVID was the coronavirus. And I was like, COVID
they is an thought acronym. It was a standalone, came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I'm like, but that COVID stands for coronavirus December 19.
And that COVID, right, is a descendant of SARS.
Yes.
That's the SARS virus. Yeah. That's where it descends from. It's a SARS virus.
And I didn't realize after, you know, and I thought after, like, we're almost, you know, we're 18 months in, what, how did you not know this?
Well, I had to explain to a colleague when I was talking to that colleague about the fact that I was wearing a mask and that particular colleague wasn't. And he said to me, well, you know, are you okay with that? And I'm just said, well, if I get COVID, I know where I got it from. And he said to me, but you won't get COVID because you're wearing a mask. And I said, that's not how masks work.
I said, you're
protected from me. I am not protected from you. That is not how this works.
Yeah.
And after 18 months of this shit, I really thought that we would all understand the basics, but it turns out we don't understand the basics. Yeah, so what I'm going to say to you to wrap this segment up is, I'm sorry, get informed. Get informed. If the public health authority is telling you to do something, it's probably for your own benefit. Instead of fighting it because you're going to go, well, this is annoying for me. It's annoying for everybody. Trust me. Nobody likes this. Yeah. Nobody likes sitting in their office for 8 hours a day, or in Bianca's circumstance, 12 hours a day, wearing a fucking mask. No one wants to do that. Nobody. Nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
So no one wants to do it. Just suck it up and fucking do it. If that's what you got to do, fucking do it. If that's what we've been told to do, just fucking do it. Don't riot in the streets. That just makes it worse. Because if that becomes a super spreader event, then we're locked down for longer. And we don't fucking care. We're really angry at the people that were just, like, going on about it. So you know what?
Yeah.
Do what you're told, right? And have a think about it logically. Seriously. If you have a think about it logically, you realize that sometimes what the authorities are saying makes sense. I'm not saying that every time the authorities say something, it makes sense. In fact, I could go into a long conversation about how giving the Pfizer vaccine to over 40s doesn't make sense because the AstraZeneca is less likely to affect people from like 60 upwards. So why not give the 20-somethings Pfizer? But I'm not going to go into that. No, because that's too much logic for this podcast, and it's too much logic for Sarah to edit. So
anyway.
But
still, I'm against anyone who is under the age of 40 getting the Pfizer.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to say it now. You know what? You got told 3 months ago. Anybody who is over the age of 40 to the age of 60 can get the Pfizer. They're throwing away vials of Pfizer, and there are thousands of people literally within 24 hours of Dan Andrews saying that we can get the AstraZeneca, lining up young people to get the AstraZeneca. We should be getting the Pfizer. We should be protected. And you assholes are throwing it away. If you're not, you're not getting vaccinated, it's our turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Step aside.
Yeah.
Step aside. It's our turn. We will take your fucking Pfizer. Oh, we should not be rolling the dice.
That's what the point I was trying to make. Like, I've got to jump through these hoops and other people just turn up and they're turning up for their vaccine and they're like, I don't care which one. And they're getting the Pfizer, which is awesome for them, for their age group. But why isn't it just available?
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have to jump through hoops. I shouldn't have to go get a letter. I should just be able to go, I'm under 40, only by a couple of years, but I'm under 40. Give me the Pfizer. I want to be jabbed.
To be vaccinated. Give me the Pfizer. Yeah. I don't want something that may cause me blood fucking clots. It's a small chance. I know.
Oh, fuck. My family history's fucked.
But as a single parent...
Yeah.
Correct.
You cannot take that risk of having something that may or may not give you a blood clot and kill you.
Yeah.
Especially on the basis that the reason why we are rushing to get vaccinated is because there are a certain contingent of our population who will not wear masks, who will not do the right things, and they will not, like, use hand sanitizer. They will not QR code in anywhere, and they just continually to fight these fucking lockdowns.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not prepared. Put in the comment about me.
I'm not prepared to risk my life to somebody who's about to turn around and go, well, I don't fucking care about anybody else. I'll do what suits me.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll be locked down for the next 6 months. I don't care. Yeah. And until there's an mRNA, like, vaccine available to me, I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If you don't give a fuck about me, I don't give a fuck about your freedoms. I'm sorry. Don't care.
Exactly. Yep. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so stop breaking the law, assholes.
Exactly.
And this episode has taken longer than we all thought it would. And let's wrap things up.
Sarah's going to have so much fun.
Let's wrap things up. So I
yeah.
Sarah has had so much fun editing this episode. I'm just going to quickly touch on the Lamba. So we're all running around freaking out about the fucking Delta variant. There is a new variant coming out of Brazil called the Lamba, I think.
Say it was
the Limbo. Yep.
The Limbo.
We love
the
Limbo.
The Lambamba. The Lambamba. Yeah.
La 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 Lamba.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong country, but okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's all sorts of.
What's going on about the Lamba? Tell me about it, because I actually know nothing.
Okay, so Lamba is coming out of Brazil, and basically it sounds like it's going to be their Delta variant. We're not allowed to call the variants by their countries anymore because that's really racist. So it's not the Indian variant anymore, it's the Delta. So it's not the UK variant, it's the Beta, I think. And it's not the South Australian variant, it's the something else. And, yeah, the Indian one's the Delta. And, yeah, so the Lamba is starting to take a hold of South America. Right. So, yeah, we have that to look forward to. So I don't know too much about that. There has been no public health directions around that, so, yeah.
Well, hopefully they keep it to themselves. And
no, they're not. It's spreading to America, too. And the Americans are just all of a sudden realizing the Delta variant is a problem, and even though they're vaccinated, they're still getting sick. So.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if the Americans can keep it to themselves, just keep it out of Australia.
Unlikely.
Unlikely.
I'm so tired of being in lockdown.
Yeah. Anyway, so I have had so much fun researching this topic, as I did with all the other topics in the last few weeks slash year.
Sure.
However,
we would love some topic suggestions from you listeners.
Bianca's taking over.
Yes, which you would like. This is my spot. Fuck off. If you want us to discuss something, episode, eat dicks. Email us at fridaywifi@gmail.com. Yeah. And hit us up at all the right places. You should know where we're at. In fact, if you're not interacting with us, please interact, because we love it.
That was my episode. Yeah,
as my daughter would say, we froth it. I don't know why froth is a thing, but it is now.
It is?
Yes. Froth is a thing. If you like something, you froth it, which is really disgusting.
It is so disgusting.
Yep. Yeah. To everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter rubbish. We hope that you have found it entertaining. And I'm not using any of the facts. I mean, we try, but we tell you not to listen to our facts. Just don't.
Just in case we're wrong and we don't want to be liable.
As I said in my section, there's so much misinformation out there. Please don't listen to us. Do your own research.
Exactly.
We are misinformation.
Unless it is in
I am misinformation.
Yes. Oh, my God. All right.
Misinformation. This conversation.
All right. We hope you enjoyed the episode, guys. Peace out.
Bye. Nice.